Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and we have another in our summer short series where we revisit some best bits, highlights, and previously unheard footage in bite-sized podcasts for your summer listening. This week, it's some unheard audio from best friends Aileen and Julie, the team behind the You Keep Me Sane podcast, who I met at the podcast show in London in May. Aileen lives in London, but Julie lives in Melbourne, Australia, and had flown over especially for the show. They've been sending each other daily WhatsApp messages for over a decade now to stay connected and support one another, but they only turned this into a podcast 6 months ago. We chatted about what the podcast is and how it started, but firstly, I asked Aileen what made them want to invest the time and the money in a stand at the podcast show.
I think we've done so many jobs in our lives. We've had big careers and became mums, and then we're back in this workplace and we're not celebrities and there's so many people doing podcasts, and I said to Julie, we need to get a bit more visibility and connection. I think we should attend this podcast show. Of course, it's up the road from me as well, but further from Julie.
Yeah.
And we looked into it and we just thought we're doing something really different. And a lot of people reacted like that. Why are you doing that? But actually, it was a brilliant investment for us.
What did you gain then from that stand and that investment?
Yeah, I think the main things we got out of, we got a lot of contacts. So we're still going through contacts with, you know, interviewing people, being on other people's podcasts. We got so much information, lots of tips, speaking to different podcast producers, some networks, and have some really good strategies now that we're getting help with and that we're doing. So just, the contacts, connections and information was just invaluable.
Since then, we've had a lot more followers on social media, but also we've had a lot more downloads on our podcast. It's really increased hugely.
That's the ultimate aim as well, isn't it? If you've had more followers and more downloads, then that's a measurable success for you that's come out of the podcast show.
It was a huge leap. Yeah. It made a difference, that's for sure.
That's really interesting. And what did you both learn from having that stand about podcasting in general, and about your section of the market, what your podcast means?
Well, one thing we actually just did a little sanity check podcast on this the other week was the power of connection, which is what we're actually all about, people being seen, understood, heard. And what we found there, everyone was there for a reason, to network, to talk about their business, sell their business, find out about their business. But actually, when they stopped by us, they were literally just talking about their lives, their feelings, their emotions. And it was just such validation for us in terms of who we are as people, because we love doing that, but how important that is, that space. And when people were just stopping for a chat, a hug, it was extraordinary, actually. So that, I think, was something we really took out of that.
It reminded us why we were doing it.
Aileen, just what did you learn, about yourself and about podcasting doing that?
I think because we've been so tied up in the podcast and how much work we're doing, and because we're two women doing everything, we don't have a production team behind us, anything like this, and we've been so bogged down sometimes in the work. And then being at the podcast show, when people, like Julie was saying, came for a hug, they had tears. And it reminded us why we're doing this, because we've lived all over the world. We've had so many life experiences. People wanted to tell us their experiences and hear about ours. And it was that exchange. And we had a student who interviewed us from Nottingham University. And honestly, it was so touching. People touched our lives, we touched their lives. It was beautiful.
Something that I think got you noticed as well was your branding and your merchandise. The pink, it's a very strong colour and it's very prominent. And that was the stand. And then there was this merch. I got one of the pens. There were mugs. There were tote bags. Lots of podcasts do that. But you've gone in straight away with a line of merch and a book as well that goes with the podcast. Do you feel that these things helped set you apart from other podcasts?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, we had that vision from the start, didn't we? We want to be a whole brand. And we also wanted to write a book. We've written now several ebooks we're putting out as well. But what was interesting was, because we've only been podcasting for 6 months, and we had other podcasters come up and chat to us asking for advice, which was really interesting. And what I realized was so many podcasters, one, they're quite lonely, not lonely, but it's a lonely journey, right? You're on this journey and it takes a long time to get traction and all that kind of thing. And I just think we didn't actually necessarily go out with the intention of doing this merch to do anything different to other podcasters, but it just made me realize that actually doing that brand, it really does help. It painted a picture for people. They could really see what we did, whereas others were coming up and saying, I do this podcast, but it's hard to see what that is because you're sort of a one-man band, you're walking around. And I think all of that we had surrounding us, the book, the mugs, the bags, it just created a picture that people could understand what we were actually about. And I think the pink was part of that because it's very feminine, it's very soft. And I think when you've got a podcast, there's no product really at a podcast. You can't show anything about who you are. And so people thought we were more established than we were in that sense.
Yeah.
And so it was really interesting. It was just an interesting thing because I think that's not something, a lot of podcasters do.
I was surprised when I came and chatted to you, you'd only been going 6 months, because you looked so well put together already. You'd got that brand and that image. You said that people came over and asked you for advice, not realizing that you were actually quite new in the industry. What advice did you get? What kind of good tidbits did you pick up there?
One of them was about collaborations, about working with other people in the industry, and about interviewing was a massive one. And we were really getting comfortable because we always wanted to talk about our experiences, but we realized we need to speak to other people, either in the industry or just people in general. So we've started doing a lot of interviews with some really interesting people because we're more listeners than talkers. And we found it funny that we were just talking in the podcast. I think that was one of the biggest things. And then also about talking about a podcast on our podcast, or they can talk about our podcast on their podcast. So just about getting more visible.
Yeah, that cross-promotion.
Cross-promotion, cross-interviewing. And also something, one of the guys from one of the networks I was speaking to was just talking about, because obviously he was saying even the ones that are in their stable take a long time to monetize, you know. He was talking to us about Patreon or other platforms like that. We have two podcasts, the shorter one, the longer one. To put the short one, for example, into Patreon, £2 a month, you know, and you can start to monetize it much more quickly. So it's just little tips like that as well that seemed really helpful.
I wanted to talk to you about monetization and how you are developing this as a business. Have you got a business plan, a business model for it? Where do you want to take it?
We have a partner with BetterHelp. They will give us a kickback. If somebody comes in with our code, we get some money from that, but it's not a sponsor who's paying. The ideal thing with a sponsor would be that they pay per episode. And so that's something that we're targeting. But we have opened up our Stan store, which is backed by Stephen Bartlett. And we're putting up our ebooks on there. There'll be other products going up there. And obviously you've got the backing of Stephen Bartlett on that. And he wants you to engage with him. And we're hoping that might help grow in that sense. And Patreon, like Julie said as well.
And then the merchandise is what we're hoping to also start getting out. So there'll be the merchandise. There's the ebooks that are on Stan Store. There's the Patreon, which we'll get the membership going on if we can put another episode in there. And then our actual book, which we'll start marketing in a couple of weeks as well. Yeah, we just want to keep going as well, you know, put out more products, ebooks, you know.
The fact that we're global as well, you know, we're all over the world. It's not just localized. That's got to help us as well.
I think it's because also the topics that you talk about resonate across the world. You know, you're not talking, like you say, locally. You're talking about your friendship and you're talking about your challenges and you're talking about personal experiences. Julie, I'll start with you. If you could sum up the podcast in just a sentence, what is it?
I guess we're in the trenches of life with you. We understand, we see you, and this is our take on it.
And Aileen? One sentence to sum up the podcast, like an elevator pitch, so people would listen to it.
We are midlife women going through difficult experiences on a daily basis, and we want you to feel heard, understood, and a lot less alone.
I'll give everyone a little bit of a teaser to direct them to your podcast. Go and have a listen to one of the episodes and work out whether you're a potato or whether you're an onion.
Yeah, tell us. We want to know what you are.
And then let Julie and Aileen know which one you think you are. And if it hasn't piqued your curiosity, I don't know what will. Ladies, thank you so much. A big thank you to Aileen and Julie from You Keep Me Sane. You can find the podcast wherever you get your pods or head to their website, youkeepmesane.com. Have you got your tickets for the Radio Academy Festival yet? It's at the Royal College of Physicians on the 17th of September. Once you've got your tickets, then take a look on our website at the one-to-one sessions we're offering. This is a chance to talk with top industry insiders. If you've got a great idea to pitch, you want some career advice, or need advice on building your business or brand, then this is for you. Go to our website, radioacademy.org, for festival tickets and how to book a one-to-one session. Next week, we head back to the Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield for some previously unheard audio and interviews. I'll see you next week.